Whatsoever he shall say to you, do ye. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Saint Athanasius, whose feast comes in May, actually, but in one of the other rites, I believe the Byzantine rite, it is today. He was the undaunted defendant of the divinity of Christ against the Arian heresy which was raging at his time. The Arians, remember, were trying to teach everyone that Christ was not actually God. Saint Athanasius was banished a total of 5 times because he would not admit Arian bishops into communion or would not agree with their teachings. He lived in constant danger of death and many times had to appear before emperors and rulers to clear his name of some false accusation thought up by the Arians. It was a very dark time for the church, obviously not as bad as today, but things were not going well at all. The Arians usually had the emperor on their side, which never helped things, but they would also, on their own initiative, ransack towns of those who would not adhere to the Arian position. Saint Athanasius oftentimes seemed to be the only one willing and able to stand up for the true faith, but he never gave up when he was banished. He didn't decide to go live as a monk and let the church figure out its own problems. He persevered and in fighting for the true doctrine of the church, and his perseverance paid off. Though Arianism wasn't gone by the time Saint Athanasius died, through his resolute writings and preaching, he clearly laid out the teaching of the Arians and how it differed from the teaching of the church so that all could see. It was thanks to the perseverance and the diligence of this one man that the divinity of Christ was defended so well during those years. In the Gospel for today's Mass, we have the famous story of the wedding feast at Cana, another story of perseverance, so to speak. In the narration of this event, the evangelist tells us that Our Lady noticed that the wine had run out and brought this up to Our Lord. And now Our Lord seems as if he is not concerned with the matter, but Our Lady tells the servants to do what Our Lord commands anyway, knowing that he will take care of the situation. Our Lady here shows us that we must, one, obey Our Lord. She told the servants to do whatever he commands, and she tells us this as well. But she also shows us that we must persevere if we want results. Perseverance in the light of spiritual things is the continuance in virtue and in the love of God till our death. Obviously, this is necessary for us if we wish to get to heaven. In the Gospel of St. Matthew, it says, "He that shall persevere to the end shall be saved." But it doesn't do us much good if we start out well, if we soon fall away and don't continue. And this is even the case with worldly things and things of this life. We have an example of this in Sacred Scripture about those who run the race, but only one takes the prize. That is, those who run the race must persevere and finish well if they want the prize. But how much more important is this with regard to our soul? We probably will have other chances to run a race if we are into that sort of thing, but we will only have one shot at getting our soul to heaven. And that is why perseverance in grace in this life is so important. Perseverance in grace to the end of our life is a gift from God which can't be merited by us. However, we can pray and ask God for this grace of perseverance, which is something that we should be doing every day. And if we are in the habit of saying the Hail Mary often every day, we are doing that. Remember, the last part of the Hail Mary is pray for us now and at the hour of our death, asking Our Lady to help us persevere. We can also dispose ourselves for the grace of final perseverance by spiritual reading and other acts of virtue, also the reception of the sacraments, especially Holy Communion. The prophet Elias, when he was fleeing from Queen Jezebel, who was trying to kill him, sank down exhausted and depressed under a juniper tree in the desert, where he fell asleep. He was suddenly awakened by an angel who told him to arise and eat. He obeyed and arose and ate and drank twice of what the angel had brought him, and was so fortified that for 40 days and nights he needed no other food, but was able to walk all the way to Mount Horeb, which was about 300 miles. If Elias was so strengthened by some bread and a drink of water that he was able to go on such a long journey without danger, what strength and fortitude do we get from the bread of angels, the Holy Eucharist, after a worthy reception of it? This divine bread should give us strength to persevere throughout this life, to keep the commandments of God, and to one day enter into heaven. Generally, when things are going our way, we are willing to praise God. We plan to be faithful to our Lord. Like St. Peter at the Last Supper, we are ready to go to prison and death with Christ. But as in the case of St. Peter, when our Lord was actually imprisoned, his determination failed him. What became of his perseverance then? Where was his determination to go to prison and death with our Lord? How many times is this the case for us? We make plans to be resolute. We try to persevere in our good works, but then some trial comes up and we are easily overcome. In the times of prosperity, then, we must do our utmost to grow in virtue, to store up treasures which neither moth doth consume, nor thieves break in and steal. God has given us time now to prove our love for him. We don't know how much time we have, but we do know what God wants from us, and that is our continuance in virtue and in the love of God till our death. He wants us to persevere. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.